This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're learning Sefer Chofetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Beis, Sif Katan Yud Aleph. On Matzoy Shabbos, we learned as follows. Even though the Rambam does say that if somebody says Lashon Hara in front of three people, one of those three people are allowed to repeat it, the conclusion of the Chofetz Chaim is stay away from that heter, because realistically, it is almost impossible to meet all the conditions that are necessary to be able to take advantage of the kula of Apei Tlasa. He says, Yesh, I'll just read to you the end of Yud, Re'e Achi, Kama Yesh L'Esrachek Mikula Zu, dear brother, how far you have to distance yourself from this leniency, Shekemat Ein L'Makam B'Metzias, practically it has no place in reality, especially, we learned, you might be allowed to say it. The listener is not allowed to listen. So if you know that they're going to believe it, you're over lefneiver leisitein michshal. And also, we don't even know if we paskin like the Rambam. So stay away from it. Stay away from it. Yeah? Okay. Siv katan yod aleph. V'hinei lefi mashabayan bezos Hashem yisrach ha'kom da'apei t'lasa. According to what we explained with the help of Hashem, the rules of Apei Tlasa, Tzarech Lizar, you have to be careful. When the seven administrators of the city convene, to analyze the practices of the people of the city, in certain evaluations, in a manner that it could be detrimental to one and beneficial to another. But like this, you have a board. The board gathers together to decide about what to do with Reuven and Shimon. You know, who they should award a piece of potato kugel to. There's a big din Torah. Who owns this piece of potato kugel? And the board decided that Reuven should get the kugel. Okay? Or the piece of, or the seat in shul, okay? That's more like, you know, there's a big machlokes. Reuven said his great-grandfather sat there, his grandfather sat there, his father sat there, I should get the seat. The Shimon said, yeah, but Reuven, you haven't showed up in 17 years. Why should you get the seat? I'm here every Shabbos. So the board awarded it, let's say, to Shimon. So now what? The thing is, they took a vote. It was 4-3. They voted in favor of Shimon. V'nechleku b'deyos v'amdu l'minyan. They made a count. V'hochu b'asaruba. K'sheyetzu mechadar hakol. When they emerge from convening, tzrichin lizar ma'ad. They have to be very careful. Kol echa v'echad. Shaloi l'saper acher kach dato yedas pleini. They can't say, I really agreed with you, Reuven. But Yehuda and Yisachar and Zvulun, they were against you. You can't read. You can't say over your opinion or the opinion of so-and-so, but chila b'inyan zeh l'hakal ha'oseh pleni, that at first was lenient with pleni, achaver rabu alav, but the other members of the board prevailed, v'chichu le'elch basar da'atam, or they forced these people to follow their view. V'loy mi'bayim huskam b'inyam etchil k'sheyetz me'chadar ha'kal sh'lo'y l'galois. It goes without saying, if they made up amongst themselves that when they leave their chambers, they won't breathe a word. Or they won't say anything to the person who it was about. That the detriment was relevant to him. It is certainly asar. But even regularly, they didn't make up anything. They just took a vote, and they voted 4-3. Even if it's not your intention to reveal, only to haphazardly to say in a language that appears, maybe you want to say, you know, look, Reuven, I really agree you should have the seat. Your great-grandfather had it, your grandfather had it. But what you want me to do? You want me to fight with the other members of the board? I can't fight with the other people. It's gamkein iser gamerhu. You can't throw them under the bus. You can't say they were the ones who issued this psak and you don't agree with it. Lufi das hayad haktana, according to the yad haktana, the Yad HaKtan is of the opinion, afilu emisaper stam, even if you just relate stam, ich shadata yhoye metchila lahakel at loisei pliny, how your opinion originally was to be lenient with Reuven, the acher kach amdu l'minyan, and then they voted the hochu basaruba, and they filed the majority gam kein aser. Even if you don't say that, even now you disagree with them. Meaning, all you say is, in the beginning you thought one way, and maybe even now you don't agree with them. If you look in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, he says, what is this opinion of the Yad HaKtana? This is what we wrote in Perek Tes, the Yad HaKtana writes in Perek Tes of Hilchos Deyos, regarding the subject of Apei Tlasa, that the whole heter of Apei Tlasa is only if these three people and the speaker were not originally engaged in that inyan, just the guy happened to come in front of the three people, he said such and such, so he obviously wants it to get out. But if originally they were all talking about that topic, it would be prohibited for it to be repeated. Chafetz Chaim says, "Ve'ein sham nafka mina," there is no difference bein la mesaper davar zeh me'atzmei, whether you unsolicitedly repeat the back and forth in this court case, uvein im amar alav chaver becherufin al dvar zeh, or if somebody came cursing at you, how could you issue this ruling against me? And in order to wiggle out of it, you say, no, it wasn't me, I really agree with you, it was the other members of the court. Hapsak sheyatzu me'itam advar plenty of plenty, b'chol gavni, in all circumstances, asur lahatil eso avla al chaveroi, you cannot put the blame on your friend, ulasalka me'olav, and remove it from yourself, af shehu MS, even though it's true, even though you did agree with him, or even though you do agree with him, you can't say, I agree with you, but what do you want from me? It was the other people who made that decision. Okay, that's today's Chafetz Chaim. Tomorrow's, the top part is short. There's a nice footnote in Sivkatan Yud Beis. Stay tuned for tomorrow's schedule, because I have a bris, okay? Well, it might be a little bit later. Hatzlacha, have a good day, everyone. Shkoyach.
Recording stopped. Yes. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.